Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. This is Diane Spry. Returning your call.
Oh, hi, Diane. Blackwell. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm well. I'm well. Let me see here. I want to pull the file up. Was it Diane's Sports Spot?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Give me one second here.
Hey.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it looks like I received the application that you faxed over to us. So yeah, just wanted to give you a call and go over kind of, you know, what we're hoping to get here and what we're working with. So it looks like you applied for the working capital programs, is that right?
Well, I'm not for sure what I applied for.
Okay, good starting point. How about this? Let's start basic. I'm going to go over a couple things just to confirm kind of what we have on file, and then we can get into kind of what we're looking for, and I can give you some initial feedback.
Okay, that'd be great.
Perfect. So I have the name of the business. Is it? It's Diane's Sports Spot LTD?
Yes, that is it.
All right. And are you the 100% owner of the business?
I am.
Okay, excellent. And how long have you been in business?
Well, the store was actually put in Blackwell in April of 92. I started working for those people a week after they opened. And they actually filed bankruptcy on three other stores in Oklahoma, and I purchased this store in 99. So April will be 5 years, 17 that I've actually owned it.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. And then, let's see, so the store is at 105 South Main?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So what exactly do you guys do? Do you sell, like, sports equipment, that sort of thing?
Well, unfortunately, it's not you guys, it's me.
Oh.
I have no employees anymore.
Oh.
And it's kind of been rough, but actually, I am a sporting goods store. It's kind of gone to the more, like, specialty store, I guess I could say, because the Internet's basically killed me.
Yeah, I believe it.
Between them and Walmart, you know.
Sure.
So, actually, I do screen printing. I don't do a whole lot of that anymore. I'm more into, like, I do a lot of just transfers and stuff for mostly individuals. If it gets into big numbers, then, you know, it's actually screen printed. But that's actually what's killed me, is because this town actually does nothing with me anymore. I mean, I used to have accounts with Nike and Adidas, and I probably lost those about 5 years ago because I couldn't order $10,000 a year. And they're just more geared towards Academy and Dick's and Hibbett's and all of those, you know, big-time stores. So I kind of went to a different thing. I've actually been doing letter jackets for four or five schools in the surrounding area. And that's actually my main thing right now, because I've kind of been bombarded with it, but unfortunately it's seasonal, and it's just been, it's been kind of tough. I just got stiffed for $1,000 on some football jerseys that I did for a guy.
Oh no.
And who actually, you know, one of those things, he promised to pay me, and he'd done business with me over the last few years, and well, he ended up getting arrested, and he's going to prison for a while.
Oh, wow.
Not because of my filing, but he was, I mean, a bunch of them for drugs and that kind of stuff, so I'll never see that money.
Oh, jeez.
And a small business, that's a killer, let me tell you.
Yeah, absolutely, especially when you're counting on that income.
Oh, yeah. So, anyhow, I still have, several loyal customers, but, you know, I still actually plan on doing letter jackets, whether, you know, I have to find someplace else to actually do them, because, you know, I own this building that I'm in, and the bad part with that is, I mean, it's a big building, but, you know, you have the overhead, you have stuff like the insurance, I have to pay for it, and all of that kind of stuff, and there's people that are doing what I'm doing, like the screen printing and prints and stuff, that do them out of their garage. So I guarantee they aren't paying taxes for anything, and I'm so tempted to tell others about it. I'm not going to say a thing. I'm just going to hopefully be able to keep doing letter jackets. That's what I really want to keep doing. So that's kind of where I'm at as far as why business has not been going very well.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So as far as, you know, our programs go, you know, it sounds like you're probably looking for, I mean, are we looking for cash here, first of all, or are you looking at bringing on any equipment?
I think I'm past the equipment part.
Okay.
Actually, like, what I'm doing right now is, I do, like, in the spring, I mean, I do our in-town softball and baseball program. I still have, you know, there's individual guys that do that that are still very loyal to me, so I
sure.
do that, but that's in spring. So I have the spring, like March, April, and May, and then it's dead. Then, you know, I get into the letter jacket season. And at one time, I used to order about 100 letter jackets in my fall order. Well, right now, I mean, I'm selling probably even more than that, but, you know, I can't order that because I probably can't pay for them in advance. So.
Oh, okay. So that's where the cash is going to come into play, allow you to order more material so you can fill your orders.
Actually, yes. And right now, I've already placed, this is my fourth order to place for letter jackets, and I've not ordered anything less than 12. I actually ordered 30 to begin with for my fall order, but I have these bills due, like, I have one of them that's like almost $3,000 December 1st. Because I get so many days, they actually delivered them the end of August. But those are already sold and gone, and, you know, I still have another couple of thousand coming up, like 2 weeks later from that. In order to keep doing letter jackets, that's my whole thing. I mean, I've got to find a way to keep going and get caught up from what I'm behind on, and then I'm just cutting that part out. I don't know that I'm going to do any of that stuff, you know. Without
oh, okay.
payment up front, period.
Sure, yeah, after your experience, I can understand that completely. Now, the bills that you're looking to pay with it, those are the remaining balance on your previous purchase?
Well, I can't say they're the remaining balance. Right now, the guy who stiffed me, I mean, they're getting ready to take me to collections, which, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. I've gotten a little bit behind on other stuff because, you know, I was going to use that $1,000 to help me get caught up in some other stuff, and then these other people were going to work with me, but once I probably told them that he is actually in prison, so I'm probably not going to, you know.
Yeah, you're not going to be seeing any of that, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm actually looking for funding to get me by right now. I have a deal with Swift Capital, which...
Oh, okay.
And I'm not happy with that thing. I mean, I want to just get something that I can make monthly payments on. They take money out of my account every week. And they knew I was in a bind at one time because the first I'd gotten from them was like $5,000. And they didn't really explain it to me, and there's like 5 million pages of this contract. Well, they don't tell me an interest rate or anything, but out of that $5,000, I think I'd be paying back like maybe $7,000 or something. But taking money out of my account like every week is not helping me to get ahead to pay anything else. So anyhow, I wish I could actually pay them off, but I will get them paid, but I'm just looking for some other kind of help that will let me have more extended time.
Absolutely. Okay, so here's a question for you. Can you give me a ballpark figure of how much you're hoping to get?
Well, 10,000 would definitely help.
Okay. All right, and then
say there's $250,000 that's on this little check in here.
I realize what you got sent to you. So that's usually kind of like that's an average size of kind of like the amount that we're able to lend for businesses across the board. Obviously, you know, it can be higher or lower. You're probably going to be a little smaller than the typical business, so it's going to be, our top line is going to be a little lower over there. We usually base it off of your sales, so it's tied directly to how much you do in sales. So,
right.
You know,
that's been my problem with some of the places that actually called me on the phone, and, you know, when I tell them I'm interested, of course, the minimum is like $125,000 a year. And, you know, back in the day, I mean, this place actually did a couple hundred thousand. I mean, I actually had employees. It was pretty good probably maybe 10, 12 years ago. But, you know, the economy in this town is not good.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, I'm thinking, well, you know, I just got to find some other way so I can at least still keep doing letter jackets. I mean, if I have to, you know, start making a place at my house and selling it from there, that's what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, find a way to make it work.
Right.
Okay, so here's a question for you as well. On the Swift, the current Swift loan that you have, what is the balance at right now?
Probably somewhere around 8,000.
Around 8,000, okay. Because I have a couple options when you have an existing, that's a working capital loan. They do working capital loans
uh-huh.
as well. So when you have an existing working capital loan, to get another working capital loan, you can either pay that one off and then net the additional cash, or we can get you a second position, which is usually a little less than what your current balance is. But a lot of times on those second positions, it's a shorter term. So obviously, the goal here would be to get you approved for an amount that would allow us to pay off that Swift capital and then also get you the additional capital that you need on top of that. Do you follow me with
okay.
that?
I am, and that sounds like something I definitely want to hear about. I had a customer to come in. Would I be able to call you right back?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I'm kind of in and out moving around a lot today, so if you do call me back and I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail and I'll get right back with you.
I will do that. Thank you so much. I'll call you back in just a little bit.
Okay. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you, Sam. All right. Thanks. Bye.